Cole Seeley, hey, first off, did your dad last week told me, don't pick Cole. He doesn't like this kind of dirt, doesn't pick this mud. And you actually did pretty well. So I moved you down on my fantasy team due to your dad.
That's kind of mean. That's harsh.
I don't know. You got to talk to Pops. Hey, nice job tonight. 26 laps. Track looked beat, too. And imagine by the end, it was tough to keep it going.
Yeah, I thought it was like 36. It felt like forever. But, yeah, no, it was good. It was just really about managing mistakes all night.
Starting, you were making them, but...
Yeah, no, it was for sure. We were all making them, but when I say managing, I'm just managing, trying not to make them, really. Mm-hmm. And having faith that if I just stick to what I'm doing, that the other guys are going to make mistakes. And that's really hard to put faith into.
Yeah.
But, no, it was good. Marvin obviously rode really well. Kind of bummed for Cooper there. I would have liked to pass him straight up, not from a flat tire or whatever happened with him. But all in all, still good. I mean, we worked pretty hard. It was tough, you know, in California with all the rain, but we worked pretty hard with the bike this week, trying to really dial in my setup. Not saying that we didn't have a good setup, but I think, you know, Dan's philosophy.
Yeah.
He likes to test. So, but no, I'm stoked. I mean, those guys throw some good stuff at me, and and really thankful for Dan and Shorty, and you know, especially Shorty. You know, he kind of helps me while I'm racing. Helps dial in the bike for sure. And yeah, no, like I said, we just put in our work with the bike. Knew it was gonna be really slick this weekend, just like Phoenix, and just stoked to come on the podium.
The Jason made a mention of this. You know, you used to be able to look at the beast, look at the laps left, and be like, okay, or whatever. Or if you can see the board, which isn't always a very, you know, easy location. But Anderson made mention that he looked up at the time on the. Can you do that? Is that something that you do?
I've done it. Okay. I've done it pretty much every round except for this round.
Oh, okay.
It's funny. As a racer, you always like have your little tricks, right? Like,
sure.
Like I remember in Phoenix, for instance, like going over the finish line, you could look up, you could read the jumbotron.
Okay.
Of what, of how many minutes are left. So you kind of have that for sure. But yeah, for me tonight, I didn't have that. I had no, you know.
Yeah, mechanics area was tough.
I had, yeah, no idea of where I was, how many laps were left, what my times were, what's there. I couldn't see the pit board.
Right.
It was really hard. Actually, at one point, I saw 4 laps to go. That was pretty much it. But I really could not see the pit board. And like I said, I just tried to manage mistakes and keep going forward, hitting my marks, making sure that my momentum was going forward, and really just hitting like that triple was really tough coming out of that turn. It was super tough. Some of the turns were really fun though, burying it in and getting after it. So
Your bowl turn after the tabletop section, kind of right there. Although that was kind of ruddy, but earlier on,
like between the whoops, kind of sometimes before the whoops, there was some good. This dirt was like so cool, like it was almost like molding clay. And then you get out there and it was super slick. It was really weird, but no, it was good. It was a good night of racing. You know, happy for Marv. You know, I think that's surprised that hasn't happened yet. Really, he's a super talented guy. And you know, Jason on the podium also is cool. You know, it's really young podium.
Kids strike back. Hey, you made mention about seeing Marv in the whoops, and it was a killer move. He was he was pulling a wheelie, touching down once, jumping through him. We kind of talk. We don't bag on Marv, but we're like, man, and when he jumps the big whoops, it's slow. You know, he does that a lot. But in this week with those whoops, it was fast. So you picked up on that?
Yeah, I could just see, you know, like everyone who rides knows when they race, they try and track time and try and gauge where they're at with the guy in front of them or behind them. And when I go through the first set of whoops, I could just see under orange fender. And I was like, what is he doing? So I just picked my front wheel up, wheel tapped, and went like 4 in and then 4 out. And I was like, dang, that must be it. So it was energy saving. It was time saving. And you know, Marvin's super, super witty and smart
technical.
With his line. Yeah. So, we're both are. You know, we ride a lot like each other. So, that was huge. You know, he was gapping me a little bit in the beginning using that. And then once I picked up on that, we pretty much did the same.
Last question for you. Did you try 3 in on the rhythm? I only saw Eli do it all day, and I'm surprised that
I didn't ever try it.
You must have looked at it.
Yeah, I looked at it, but it, actually, if you go down there right now, it's down to the floor. The rut goes, starts in the turn, apexes, it's down to the concrete. So I don't think if he did it, it wouldn't have lasted throughout the night. It was actually down to the floor in a couple spots. So. Added to the slick, you know, slick dirt. You know, we're also riding on concrete.
Awesome. Hey, great job tonight. Thanks, and see you next week.
Thank you.